The Beatles by Hunter Davies. Introduction to the 1996 edition. This book first appeared in 1968 when the world was young and the Beatles seemed old. At least at the time they did. 6 years at the top, in the news, in our ears, in our senses, had seemed a fairly long time, and there were those waiting for the bubble to burst, for a new sensation to come along and sensate us. 2 years later they unraveled rather than burst, going into voluntary liquidation. The causes and motives were mixed. Bored by Beatledom, inspired by new passions, beset by inner strifes and tensions, wanting to go off on their own trails or just at tangents. So that was it. Bye-bye, Beatles, goodbye. All these decades later they are still with us. In fact, they have never been away. Without producing anything new, they have never grown old. Every day, in every way, and almost everywhere around the globe, you can hear those tunes, in the streets, through open windows, out of flickering electronic boxes. Look at the bookshops. Study the record stores. Whenever there is a Beatle anniversary, any sort of anniversary, out come the commemorative articles and programs. There are shops from Britain to Belgium, New York to Tokyo, that specialize in selling Beatles records and books. There are regular auctions in America and Britain, held by the most superior auction houses, where Beatles memorabilia fetch large amounts. 4 scribbled autographs, $1,000. 4 unpublished photographs, $1,000. Anything considered unusual or unique goes for a great deal more. An old piece of tape recording, done when the Beatles were amateurs, was sold in 1994 for $100,000, £78,500. In 1995, a handwritten version of one of their songs went for $200,000.